Good morning. It's January 4th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name, and today's title is Holding Your Tongue. It is better to remain silent and thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. Mark Twain. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. At this writing, I am in my 64th year. Sounds ridiculous to me. Seems like high school was yesterday. Looking back over the decades at every angry moment, every altercation, every hurt feeling, every embarrassing episode, every circumstance where I wished with all my might that I could turn back the clock, virtually every single one involved an ill-conceived or untoward remark that slipped right over my lips as though there were no central intelligence controlling the expression of my every thought. How many times in my life have I been told by colleagues, employees, family members, and even people I had just met, who somewhat aghast queried as to whether I had any filter at all? I was what everyone used to call the class clown growing up. My teachers would write in their assessments that I was clearly intelligent, but often acted in such a way as to ensure that I was the center of attention. Well, a lot of the time, clowns are funny and entertaining, right? But they're also disruptive, annoying, and counterproductive in many learning situations, from kindergarten to sixth grade science class, medical school anatomy, to internship and residency, and eventually to direct patient care and teaching of students and residents. I can still hear my father saying that I needed to, quote, engage my brain before engaging my mouth, unquote. No matter what the nature-nurture phenomenon that led to my seeking attention in this way, if that's what I was doing, being witty often entails making a smart remark at someone else's expense. Just as I can hear my late father in my memory, I still hear my 92-year-old mother in person, often reminding me that if I am the only one laughing in the room, it might just not be that funny. So if you are good at witticisms, you learn how to make people laugh. If you're observant, you also learn how people sometimes get their feelings hurt, and unfortunately, you can then learn how to do that intentionally. This comes up for many people when arguing with a loved one, and in particular a mate or a child. A sharp remark, particularly a sarcastic one, or one that encompasses far more than the actual scope of the discussion, using words like "you always" and "you never," can lead to long-lasting injury. No oft-quoted saying has ever been more incorrect than "sticks and stones might break my bones, but words can never hurt me." Learning to control one's tongue, and specifically to hold one's tongue, is one of the single best pathways to peace in all your relationships, from family, to school, to work, to friends. And everyone from Solomon to Isaiah, Paul, James, and even the likes of Ben Franklin, Mark Twain, and Winston Churchill have tried to impress this upon their readers. Think before you speak. Or better yet, simply listen. It's not easy. It's just effective. Here are just a couple of hundreds of quotes that speak to this. Speak only if it improves upon the silence. Mahatma Gandhi. Never miss an opportunity to keep your mouth shut. Robert Newton Peck. Lord, we do so much damage with our tongues. Remind us that the mark of the serpent is that long, flickering tongue, and bring that image to mind each time we are tempted to speak before we think. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.